Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's all coming up right after this.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like, I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
No, he
did! No!
Yes!
That is
awesome!
Unbelievable.
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Yeah, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
Guys, you gotta see this one.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the moment we wait for all week. It's sex, wall-to-wall sex, none of it's sex.
Yes. Not necessarily. It's about relationships and about love.
Nope, it's about sex.
We call it sexy time.
Catching people having sex, wanting to have sex.
Guessing where Allie is, sex.
Are you on a boat?
It's mostly about great advice. Yes. That's what it's about.
That's true.
Are you on a boat?
A boat? Why would you say a boat?
Is that a porthole behind your head?
I'm at my aunt's house, and there's kind of maybe a nautical theme going on. Yeah, there's some round mirrors.
Oh, okay. It looks like a round window behind your head.
Oh, your aunt sounds hot and kinky. Round mirror.
Now, the way the show works is people write Allie. They find her at A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, Allie Breen, on your favorite social media platform, and they tell us about their love troubles. What if we got to start, Allie?
Dear Allie, I am about to get engaged, but I have a big secret. I like to dress in women's clothes. Should I tell my fiancé or just keep it something I do privately?
Whew. I don't know. There was always this school of thought that you should absolutely tell everybody. You should be truthful, but then there's a psychological principle that doesn't do anything but help you.
Right.
It doesn't help the person you're telling. It puts a burden on them.
Yes. This one's pretty tricky.
Man, chick, that was really...
Well, I say great if you can get away with it, which it sounds like you can, you go ahead and just keep it...
Get away with telling, you mean, or getting away with doing it privately?
Doing it privately. If he isn't inclined to wear it around when she's around, why not?
Unless it's always a burden on you that's like, man, I'd rather her just know... So I feel better. Just tell her. Maybe she can get into it.
I think I've told the story before that we had a part-timer that I worked with whose name was Len.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know that he was liked to cross-dress. I found out when I had to go bail him out of jail one evening. And his wife knew all about it. Hmm. And he was in fact, he was able to wear her clothing.
Oh, well, that's handy.
That's a good point. What if she finds women's clothing that's not hers at the house, and then she accuses
him
of cheating?
Then it'll sound like just an excuse. Yeah. If he's like, no, that's mine.
She's like, sure. Yeah.
I would think letting her know would be the way to go, but you might want to talk to a professional on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know what, because, if she finds out later on, she's going to feel deceived and...
Yeah, is there that?
But if you can explain that it's just something you do that isn't, you know, there's that's.
Wasn't there just some football coach that was like bending over doing something, and there was a thong in the back that everyone saw?
No kidding.
I don't know. There was something on TikTok at some point about that, but I don't know if it was just a weird illusion and it looked that way, or if there was actually. But I don't know. Maybe it's more common than we realize.
May have just been Andy Reid's boxers. I bet they get punched. Sure. There's a lot to get swallowed up there.
Now, Tom, you said Len used to wear his wife's clothing.
Yeah.
So his wife was a big fat woman.
No, no. Len was
slight.
Very slight, and he had super fine, ultra thin blonde hair, like
Tom Petty hair.
Real, yeah. He one of those guys.
Oh, did he wear his hair long?
Yeah, and he had a ponytail that was like thin as a pencil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he does sound attractive.
Yes.
He was a part time. He was a really good jock, though.
Did he have a deep voice and present? And,
yeah, he did.
Personality and
still
all
on
that
the
thing?
Air.
I don't know. I haven't followed up. Probably.
Huh. Well,
no reason
Tom,
he wouldn't be.
We have a surprise for you. Right here on the phone, it's your old friend Len. Hello, Tom. I completed my transition.
I was much younger then. I didn't understand, but I got the phone call.
Yeah.
To come down to the jail and bail him out.
Isn't it funny you would do that in your younger days, but you wouldn't bail any of us out
out one of my friends just a few years ago.
Shh, be quiet.
Right at Christmas time, too. Christmas in jail. Okay, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen.
I don't even understand it. I must say, as a woman, I don't want to dress in women's clothes. So I guess I'm just
yeah, there's that.
It's uncomfortable.
True. Yeah, this is something a professional psychologist really needs to tackle. I don't know.
So
Len was a very nice guy, and I didn't care what he did in his part time. It was so hard to get good part timers. I was happy to have him.
And I will say, chick, if you're ever in jail dressed as a woman, any of us will come pick you up.
Absolutely.
I would do
all
that
right.
in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm there for you, brother.
This counts
absolutely.
As a binding
yep.
contract.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Done. Dear Allie, me and my husband always double date with his best friend and his wife. Now he's apparently been having an affair, which is fine, but he wants to occasionally bring his girlfriend out with us when his wife is away. Mm. I told my husband absolutely not, and he said, well, maybe we'll just have them over privately. Still a hard no for me, but he tells me it's not for me to tell his friend how to live his life, but I still don't need to be involved. I'm right, right?
I do. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the wife know about the affair?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
Yeah, you're dragging somebody else into all this.
You're best to stay out of it. You're right.
Yeah.
Because then you're forced. Yeah, then you... You're not even trying to go after and like let the woman know or the wife know. You're not ratting him out. So you're not telling him how to live his life. You just don't want him to be over there cheating at your house.
You don't
you
need
know?
The drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Tell him we all said, hey, it's not happening.
Look, I think we all agree that the woman he's cheating on is an awful person.
We could agree with that.
On?
But yeah.
Wait, how hot is she?
Now, wait a
His
minute.
His new girlfriend may be hotter.
This is, who's ever hotter is the friend I'm going to be with. Because you never know, Josh.
You never know.
You never know.
Okay, Allie, let's move on.
Dear Allie, for Christmas, my wife says she wants a Roomba vacuum. Is this a trap?
Yes.
No,
yes.
It's not a
it's
trap.
A trap.
It's
yes,
a trap.
It
get her a Roomba vacuum, but also get her a little something else.
Yeah, you got to have...
Yeah.
And like, and we don't mean like filters for the Roomba.
Right.
I have an idea.
That helps.
I have a Roomba. I know how they work. And as Josh will say, when you know they go, 50 feet and they're completely full.
If that,
depending on if you have a dog. You would get the Roomba and then put like a nice set of earrings in the
of the Roomba.
No, inside.
And then send it over.
Inside the Roomba?
Yeah, so when she empties it, she throws her earrings away.
No.
And or the Roomba breaks.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Then you have it go across the room and you go, hey, I want to show you how to clean it out. And she, look.
Why don't you just put the jewelry box on top of the Roomba and have it run into the room with it?
That's cuter.
And deliver it to her.
Or why don't you keep your earrings in your pocket and pick the Roomba up and go, here, let me show you how to clean it. Get the earrings out of your pocket. And act like you're getting them out of the room by here.
You don't want to put them in the mechanism.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Here's what you actually want to do, sir. Your wife wants a Roomba. You get her a regular vacuum with a card that says, don't be so lazy, bitch.
Problem solved.
Well, I'm going to give it another week, and I'm going younger, or I'm getting a maid.
I promise you, it will be a Christmas you'll never forget.
That's true. It'll be
you
a
know
last
what? I wouldn't even be mad. I'm like, that's hilarious. Thank you so much.
Okay. We've solved that one.
That's funny.
She sounds like a nice a woman that's very practical.
How do we not have to do this every morning for 4 hours? We help so many people.
Okay, what else you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's work is having a Christmas party and he didn't invite me to it. We've been dating for 3 months. Do you think this means he's bringing someone else? Should I ask?
You just answered it. You've been dating for 3 months.
And a lot of the office parties, people aren't bringing dates anymore. It's just for the office people.
Yes.
And a lot of times guys say that because they're bringing someone else.
No.
If he brings you, then the whole night you'll hear, oh, this isn't Susie. Oh, you got another one here?
Yeah, there's a million reasons.
What happened to Rebecca?
He's doing you a favor, ma'am.
Yes, yes. Look at it that way.
And he doesn't want you to meet his work wife.
Well, there's that.
That other girl you hired here for casual Friday had bigger jobs.
That's the office drunk.
I barely know Susie, but one time I Xeroxed her ass. Want to see it? Got some beaver in the leg.
She let me do hand stuff in the coffee room. It was amazing.
I'm sorry,
you
Allie.
Feel better about this, ma'am, right?
Okay. No, I'm enjoying this.
Okay. Allie, you got another letter?
Yeah. Dear Allie, I have 3 kids who are in college, and one of them is gay, and he's bringing his boyfriend home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. We've met his boyfriends before, have no problem at all, but we're debating about having them share a bedroom over the break. My wife says I should be fine with it, but I say I'm not. What should we do?
This is just, it would be the same thing in a hetero situation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think many of us have been through that over time, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
I mean,
yes.
Of course. What do you guys do? Do you let the college kids stay in the same room?
Yes.
You do?
I would.
Absolutely not.
And make it funny.
Yes, I would.
Do some kind of a gag.
Come at it like Archie.
Wait a minute.
Archie Bunker, not under my roof.
See, Tom, what you consider a gag sometimes is awfully offensive.
Harassment?
And family destroying.
Yeah, that's true.
Like this.
Come at it with comedy.
Industrial size thing of KY.
See?
with a ribbon on it and a ball gag.
And right. Put a nice card on the outside and put in red Sharpie, fellas! Exclamation point. There you go.
I think they do the same thing you would do for whatever.
Yeah, the fact that they're gay sort of doesn't matter.
No, or you could just get a hotel room. I mean, why stay at the house?
There's the answer. No one wants to stay at their house.
Then there's no problem.
Exactly,
but he wants to be with his family.
Well, sometimes you can be with your family.
I know for college kids, they don't usually stay.
Yeah, save a dollar.
I mean, there's so many great gag gifts you could do. the more I think about this.
No, there's not. The more you think about it, the more terrified I get.
Just let him stay in the same room, because when I was in college, I had my boyfriend, like, Donald stay, and my dad's like, can you just leave the door open? And I was like, absolutely not. That's weird. I never slept with the door open. Because he's going to stay with me in college anyway. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Well, parents care.
But he was just like, all right, whatever.
I would say whatever your rule is,
apply
to both.
Get a hotel.
Yeah, okay. Or get a hotel room.
Well, yeah, part of being with your family is being away from them.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes. That's
I hope they have the loudest gay sex.
booming.
Get it. Like, really funny to get put an old vinyl record player in there and get some totally inappropriate albums.
Like what?
Like
Tom?
What? Yeah.
The Village People, Greatest Hits. The Barry Manilow Christmas. I don't know.
I would hope they have the loudest gay sex after Tom's gag gifts.
Would you have sex in your parents' house, knowing your parents were down the hall? No.
Some people
I
find
wouldn't.
It exciting. I think some people do it.
No.
Like, you know, when
no way.
They sleep in different rooms and the guy will sneak in. That's in movies all the time.
Well, I wouldn't because movies. My parents are dead. That'd
well,
be weird.
Well,
thanks.
You could do it on their graves.
Growing up.
Yeah, so,
probably hey, right up there on the tombstone.
Yeah. So, you know, grandma couldn't be here, so we're going over the river and through the woods to do a quickie at the cemetery. Hope it's not too snowy.
We'll be at Serenity Pines.
They never looked there. I buried her underneath another grave, so they never looked there.
You know, Bill can just bend over the stone.
Bill, he's not getting away from it.
Oh, we're on a different letter now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
KY. Jug of KY.
Comedian Ali Breen is our guest. We're not helping anyone.
No.
The name of the show is Sexy Time. We're trying to help out lovers out there. You can reach Ali, Allibreen, on your various social media platforms. What else have you got, Ali?
Dear Ali, I hate putting up Christmas decorations. I always have. I hate taking them down more. Our kids are out of the house and they're only coming over on Christmas Day, so I figured we'll just skip it this year, but my wife is still making me put everything up. Is this worth taking a stand and fighting over?
No.
No, you gotta have your Christmas.
Sounds to me like you're married,
yeah.
Sir.
Wait a minute.
Stop being a Grinch.
Can't you just get her to help you? You guys can just team up on it so it's not all on you, the burden.
Go ahead and do it, and just remember, keep in mind that everybody else is really going to appreciate it. So just
put on some Christmas music.
Will love it.
Yeah.
Do it. It's not going to take you that long.
Great idea.
Exactly. Well, unless you have the winter wonderland that some people put out there. Some people really do a full on, you know.
Well, you know. Yeah. Yeah, like Tom.
It's a scale model of where I grew up.
Now, Allie, in your apartment in New York, do you have like a little tree or do you have any Christmas lights?
I have one fake tree that has Christmas lights. Not a fake Christmas tree, just a fake tree that's always there that I put Christmas lights on.
Oh, okay. Well, the one that's in the,
that's all
in the corner
decorating.
That we always see on the shop.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice. The one.
Now, what are you doing?
I'll have the lights on next time.
What are you doing for Christmas? Are you going to...
Boston. My niece and one of my nieces and my nephew are coming to New York for a couple of days, and then we're going down to Boston for the family Christmas.
Nice.
The actual holiday itself.
Will you go to Rockefeller Center, look at the big tree?
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do the holiday Christmas spectacular.
Ooh,
we're going to do
Rockettes.
A bunch of shows and meals. Yeah, it's going to be very touristy.
Wow, that's
nice.
Fun. Yeah,
it should be fun.
Well, we have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is good friends with a guy she works with. I think they're too close. I got his phone number and I'm tempted to call him and tell him to back off from her, but I know if she finds out that she'd be furious. I could just try to threaten him not to tell. What should I do? I feel like I'm being cucked.
God, I told Andy not to write that letter, Josh. I'm so sorry.
Well, look, if he's feeling froggy, tell him to get over here. Sir, you're being unreasonable.
In my opinion,
you're a hothead, and you need to relax. Have some self-confidence knowing she's with you.
Yes.
Right. Plus, if you do this, you're just going to push her away from you and
that's
towards
exactly
him.
Right.
So, yeah. There's no way he won't tell her.
No,
yeah.
This
sure.
is all, actually, you know what? This relationship's
exactly.
Over, actually, it's that is this the is
breakup.
The beginning. It is. If this guy can't, you need to relax.
So does Bill.
Well, the tombstone's cold.
At the tombstone.
Oh, is this the KY earlier?
Yeah.
You gotta relax.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mic drop.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL
Mike Ridley.
Uncovering truth with the heroes who live to tell it.
I've been shot at, blown up, you name it.
You know, you go to the sound of the guns.
It's weird. I mean, I've had so many near-death experiences.
What if the units took a guy out back and shot him?
Bam, you're gone.
I would choose to do what frogmen do. That's what I chose, and it's what I would choose again.
Mic drop.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.